弟兄姊妹们，我们请翻开新约圣经。
Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 16.
马太福音第十六章。
Again, mainly we follow the steps of Peter and how God led Peter throughout his life, and we hope that God will also touch our life through what he has done to Peter.
同样的，我们今天还继续来分享神在彼得身上所带领的一切，也借着神给他的带领，让我们今天能够知道神在我们身上也做同样的带领。
So this is a serious message started from this Matthew 16.
我们这一系列的分享都是从马太福音十六章开始的。
So let's read Matthew 16:13 through 16.
我们读十三节到十六节。
Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?"
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内。就问门徒说，人说我人子是谁？
And they said, some say John the Baptist, and others Elijah, but still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.
他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，有人说是耶利米，或是先知里的一位。
He said to them, but who do you say that I am?
耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Let's turn to 1 Peter, please.
我们再翻开彼得前书。
Verse 3.
第三节。
And verse 3 and verse through 6.
三到第六节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope.Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
To obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Who are protected by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
你们这因着信蒙神能力保守的人必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试验中暂时忧愁。
Let's turn to verse 22.
让我们再看第二十二节。
Since you have in obedience to the truth purified your souls for a sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart.
你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
For you have been born again, not of seed that is perishable, but imperishable, that is through the living and enduring word of God.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls off.
因为凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，干枯花必凋谢。
But the word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word which was preached to you.
唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
Therefore, putting aside all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander,
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，
Like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation.
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕灵奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
If you have tasted the kindness of the Lord,
你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
Let's bow of a word of prayer before we start sharing.
那我们在分享之前，我们再有一点祷告。
Father God, we thank you again for this morning. You gather us together to hear your word, to worship you.
父啊，我们再次感谢你，你今天早晨聚集我们在一起来听你的话，来敬拜你。
Even though the outside weather is treacherous, but you keep our heart towards you.
尽管外面天气恶劣，但是你保守我们的心向着你。
You've given us a desire to be with the Lord's people and to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth.
我们一颗渴慕的心和弟兄姊妹一同来敬拜你，在灵和真实里面敬拜。
We ask you to bless our heart, that you open our heart so that we can truly see the Lord Jesus and hear His word.
求你祝福我们的心，开启我们的心，让我们真实能够看到我们的主耶稣基督。
Our Lord Himself is your living word, so we come to you, Father. We ask you to reveal your Son to us.
因为你的儿子就是你的真道，巴不得我们求你开启我们的眼睛，能够看见他。
So that everyone here will again receive your grace in your Son.
所以我们在这里每一个人都能够蒙到你儿子的恩典。
So we'll discover more about the Lord Jesus, how precious He is.
所以我们更深的认识我们的主耶稣是何等的宝贵。
And our heart will be drawn to Him even more every day.
所以我们的心可以一天一天的更。
And we wait on you and we look to your grace for this hour. We pray in Jesus' name.
我们仰望你，等待你的恩典。我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. So we'd like to continue to look at this little word called living.
我们继续来看看我们所要分享的那个词，就是活的这个词，活泼的这个词。
When Jesus asked Peter who he is, and Peter answered, he said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
当主耶稣问彼得说，你说我是谁的时候，彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And this is a tremendous revelation that God given to Peter.
这是神给彼得一个非常大的启示。
And the brothers and sisters, when our heart truly believes that Lord Jesus is the Son of the Living God, this is God Himself revealed it in our heart.
如果我们真是相信主耶稣基督，那个我们的神是永活的神，要相信这是神在我们里面的启示。
And so Peter here he used a very special phrase when he called the Lord the Son of the Living God.
当彼得在回答说神是永生神的儿子的时候。他实在是用一个很特别的词在这里。
We know the phrase that the Son of God, Lord Jesus is Son of God, appears many times, 28 times in the New Testament.
我们都知道，神的儿子这个词在新约里面出现了很多次，28次。
But only here, Jesus was called the Son of the Living God.
但是只有在这个地方，在新约的这个地方。主耶稣被称为神永生或者永活的儿子，永活神的儿子。
We see that Peter has very a special grasp on the word the God that he believed is the living God.
实在说来，彼得确实有这么一个信心，他相信他所信的这位神是永活的。
We know that from the scripture that whenever God, the living God, the phrase appeared in the Bible, it isconnected to the crisis that God's people was going through.
当圣经里面在用到永活的神的时候，乃是讲到当神的儿女们在那个遇到很危机的时候，才会用到这个词。
So last time we read through to look at the history of God's people that when this phrase happened.
就像上一次我们也特别的提到，每一次我们来看从圣经里面。当提到这个永活的时候，是在神的儿女是在什么样的危机里面
？We see that in Moses' life.
我们从摩西的生命看到这一。
We see that phrase happen in Joshua's life.
我们也知道约书亚的生命中也出现过。
In Moses, because Moses' life is at the birth of the new nation and new people for the Lord.
我们知道在摩西的时代，那个时候一个新的国度要 出现。
And a phrase happened in the life of Joshua because Joshua is about to establish a homeland for this new people, a new nation.
而约书亚在那个时候乃是要使这个以色列的民能够得到一个新的国土的时候，在那个时候用了这个词。
And we also see in the life of David, the phrase "the living God" appeared as well.
我们在大卫的生命中也看到这个词出现过。
Because David could establish a new kingdom for the Lord.
因为大卫在建立一个新的神的国度。
And we also see this word happen in the prophet Isaiah.
我们也知道这个词在以赛亚的生命中也出现过。
When during the king of Hezekiah, the enemy, the Assyrian king, was about to attack Jerusalem.
当那个时候，
Hezekiah, 西西家。
哦，西西家对，在西西家王的年代也出现过同样的时候。当时那个时候，以色列又面临着很大的危机，要灭顶之灾。
Assyria king already conquered northern kingdom Israel.
亚述帝国那个时候已经把北国以色列的北国给灭掉了。
He was about to attack Jerusalem and conquer, annihilate the southern kingdom, Judah.
那个时候，亚述帝国也想要来灭南国，就是犹大国。
And at this juncture, at this critical moment, you see in the prayer of Hezekiah, the word "the living God" appeared.
那么就在这样的危机的时候，你在西西家的向着神的祷告里边看到他用了这个词"永活的神"。
We see it again and again in the history.
那我们一次又一次的看到，在历史上都是如此。
When God's people were challenged with the crisis,
当神的儿女们面临着很大的那个危机和挑战的时候。
And they turn to the living God.
他们转向来看着永活的神。
Their faith in God is challenged.
因为在那个时候，他们的信心乃是被很大面临
很大的挑战。I think that is the reason why God allowed this crisis happen around us.
这就是为什么神常常让各样的危机面临着我们的原因。
Because God wants to see proof of faith if our faith is real or not.
乃是神要试验我们的信心是否是真实的。
The God that we believe.Is true and living God in our heart?
我们所信的神是否是一个活的真神？
Whenever we write the check for tithing,
我们每个我们组织在写那个奉献支票的时候，
I think especially in these financial conditions that your faith will be challenged.
尤其是在这个经济危机的时候，我们的信心难道没有一点动摇吗？
You have to ask yourself, do I believe in the true and living God?
那个时候难道我们不会想问一问自己说我们认识这位神是否是真实永活的。
When you come here Sunday every morning spend hours together to worship the Lord,
我们每个星期天来到这里花几个小时的时间来敬拜神。
While you still have deadline to meet at work,
而我们还有很多必须要做的工作要完成。
And you still have homework to be done in school,
或者我们在学校里边还有好多家庭作业要我们完成。
Or final exam to be prepared.
或者我们已经要面临着期末的考试。
Yeah, you come here, spend hours together to worship the Lord. You have to ask yourself, is the God you believe is true and living God or not?
而在这些情形的里面，难道我们不会在心里面问我们自己，我们为什么要来到这里来敬拜神？我们所信的神是真实的吗
？If God is living.
如果神是永活的。
If God is true.
如果神是真实的
then you'll overcome all the obstacles and questions and you'll be here.
那么我们就能够克服我们心中各样的难处来到这里。
And you remember, I remember that when I was a student,
我还记得我是学生的时候
whenever final comes,
每次那个期末考试来临
my faith is challenged.
我的信心就会摇动。
I have to ask myself, the 5 or 6 hours I spend in church, is it worthwhile?
我就会问我自己说我花5-6个小时在教会里边值得吗
Would that hinder my study?
难道不能够使我复习 受到一定的资源
So, dear brothers and sisters, through this crisis that in our life, God challenges us to see that if we have a true faith or not.
借着这些危机神让我们的信心能够面临试验说我们是不是真的在信他
So, when Peter answered Lord Jesus, "You are Christ, and the Son of the Living God.
当彼得回答耶稣说你是永生神的儿子的时候，
the Bible tells us that the faith that Peter has,
那么圣经告诉我们彼得所拥有的那个信心，
is that he is trusting that the living God,
他所信的乃是一位永活的神。
His faith is living,
他的信心也就是活泼的永活的。
So when Peter talk about a lot of things about the Lord,
当彼得在讲到主的好多的事情的时候，
everything that is connected to the Lord,
神所行的一切事，主所行的一切事，
he likes to use adjective living before it.
他特别喜欢用一个词就是活的。
When Peter wants to tell us about hope,
当彼得讲到信心，
he tells us the living hope,
他乃是讲到活的信心。
And when Peter wants to talk about the word of God,
当彼得讲到神的话的时候，
and he tells us the living word of God,
他乃是讲到神活泼的道。
And when he wants to talk about who we are before the Lord,
当他讲到我们在神的面前是什么的时候，
he tells us about the living stones,
他讲着我们乃是像活石。
So last time, dear brothers and sisters, thatby God's grace, we share the living hope.
那么上一次我们在主的爱恩典里面，我们在讲到活泼的盼望。
Peter tells us that we are born again into this living hope.
彼得告诉我们说，我们是重生，得到一个活泼的盼望。
And this hope in us, God given us, is a living hope.
神所给我们这个盼望乃是个活泼的盼望。
We can live by this hope.
我们可以靠着这个盼望而活着。
And our life should be defined by this hope.
而我们的整个一生都可以因着这个盼望来重新规划。
When other people look at us in school or at work or at home, they should find out this, we living this hope.
所有的人在工作上，在家庭，在各样的方面来看我们的时候，他应该感觉到我们有一个活的盼望的人。
Because Peter tells us thatWhen people ask us the reason for our hope, we should prepare well to answer them.
彼得告诉我们说，当有的人在问我们所盼望的缘由是什么的时候，我们应该告诉他为什么。
And so, in the eyes of the Peter, that the living hope should define our life.
所以在彼得的眼中，这个活的盼望应该是管制我们的人一生。
Sometimes I look at children when we promise them when they're young to a ski trip.
当我有时候再看看我们这孩子们，当我们在规划说我们要出去，我们要计划要出去滑雪的时候，
and they got so excited.
他们那个时候就非常兴奋。
And they you know that their temperaments, their whole their attitude changed.
在那个时候他们的整个那个好像性情那个都改变了。
And you ask them to go to bed earlier.
你让他们早早的去睡觉。
Before they'll struggle, but this time they'll obey your word.
平时的时候你让他早睡觉，他不干，在这个时候他会很听话。
And they will do everything that's, so you know that their hope demeanor shows that they hope, they have this living hope in them to go to ski trip tomorrow morning, early morning.
从他们的行为里面可以看得出来，因为他明天要去滑雪，所以他做什么事情从他的行为表现都看出来。
So it's like the same way that Peter says we need to have this living hope and our life should be defined by this living hope.
所以正像彼得所说的那样，因为我们有这样一个活泼的盼望，所以我们的整个的一生都是在这个盼望，活在这个盼望的里面。
And this living hope is that the God have this inheritance reserved for us in heavens.
那么这个活泼的盼望就是神在天上我们为我们所存留的那个基业。
And this inheritance is imperishable, undefiled, is unfading.
这个盼望乃是不朽坏、不玷污、不衰残的一个盼望、一个基业。
And last time we shared the character, quality of this living hope.
那上次我们讲到这个盼望它是如何不是如何的一个品质，它不会衰残、不会玷污等等。
And we didn't have time to finish all of them.
上次我们没有完全把这个交通完。
So today I'd like to do a little bit follow up and then continue to the living word.
好，我们想，所以说就记着上次的分享，我们再有一点点分享，然后我们再会讲到神永活的道。
Because this living hope in us that we have this joy in our heart.
因为因着这个盼望，我们心里面应该有一种喜乐。
It's like you promised the kids for scripture, and you know that immediately their demeanor is characterized by joy in their heart.
就像孩子们，当你们说要带他们去滑雪的时候，以至于那个盼望使他们整个一天的那个情绪都会改变。
So after Peter tells us the reason for our hope,
所以当我们在彼得告诉我们说我们有这个盼望的时候
，and immediately after verse 13, he tells us three commands.
那么从十三节开始，马上我们就看到，随着这个盼望所带来的三个命令。
And the first command that he asks us to do is this, 13, verse 13.
彼得前书第一章的第十三节，第一章第十三节。
He says, therefore, prepare your minds for action, keep sober in spirit, fix your hope.Completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带给你们的恩。
So first command he wants us to have is fix our hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以第一个命令就是要我们专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带给你们的恩。
So in another word, that since we have this living hope, Peter commands us to hope.
那么因着正是因为我们有这样一个活泼的盼望，所以彼得要我们要求我们要活在这个盼望的里面。
And to live out this hope,
要活出这个盼望来。
So people can see us that we have this hope.
所以人们可以看到我们是有盼望的人。
And so they'll ask this question, why you're so happy today? Why you're so happy? Why is it so joyful?
人们会问你们，你们今天为什么这么高兴？为什么这么充满了喜乐？
And every day our colleagues look at us and they see that this joy in our heart. They're compelled to ask us this question.
当我们的同事们看到我们整天充满喜乐的时候，他们会一个好奇的心来问我们，你们究竟是为什么？
And I remember that When I got the first job as an engineer,
我还记得当我第一次得到一个工程师的一个职位的工作时候。
I worked there about 10 months.
我在那儿工作了十个月。
And then there was a massive reduction in force.
在那个时候，突然就有大量的裁员。
That time, a lot of people start to worry.
那个时候，很多的人都非常着急。
There was a period of recession.In the 1980s.
那是80年代的那个经济大萧条的时候。
But I was blessed by the Lord.
那个时候我实在是蒙到神的祝福。
Every day I was just very peaceful and happy coming to the work.
每一天我去工作的时候心里都充满了平安和喜乐。
And I brought a lot of gospel tracts with me.
我那个时候带了很多福音的单张。
And gospel books.
和传福音的书。
And when people ask me that, why are you so peaceful?
当然有人问我说，你为什么这样还平静呢？
Some people, before I answer, they answer themselves.
那很多人在我告诉他们为什么的时候，他们已经为我回答了。
And some other people say, you know, I'd like to find out why you're so peaceful. So they actually call me.And arrange a dinner with me, so we can talk about why I'm so peaceful and happy.
有的人问我为什么我会这样平静喜乐的时候，他们就和我一起约说出去吃顿饭，然后一起来讨论讨论。
And dear brothers and sisters, that's how God wants us to live our life.
这就是神要让我们在人中怎么样活出我们的生命来。
Fix our hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
让我们专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候要带给我们的恩。
So this living hope that Peter asks us through command as to fix our hope.
所以这第一个彼得要求我们做的就是要专心的把我们的信心盼望放在主的身上。
We know that this, you know, every day you come to work, you're going to hear bad news.
我们都知道在现阶段我们每次去工作都会听到很多不好的消息。
Every day, if you're working, you know what I mean.
如果你现在有工作的话，你就知道我在说什么。
My boss talk to me in the morning a story, and the afternoon he called me again. It's totally different.
我的老板早晨告诉我一个故事，到下午的故事又变了。
In the morning he said, "Okay, you have job." And afternoon he said, "You know what? May not have job. I'm not my personally, but as a group."
他常常对我们这个组的人说，早晨我们。对我们说，你们还有工作，到下午的时候就说可能不行了。
All these contractors, they can stay, and the afternoon he will say, no, they cannot stay.
早晨的时候，他对某些人说，你们可以还可以待下来，到下午的时候就说不行了，你们还得走人。
In the morning he said they can stay until end of year, and then later and he will call me again. No, situation change, they have to go immediately.
早晨还说。啊，今年我们每个人都应该有工作。到下午的时候，就说某些人你们必须马上离开。
So, dear brothers and sisters, God allowed this to happen is to challenge us to see the God that we believe is a living God or not.
神让这些事情发生在我们身上，发生在我们的周围，就让我们的信心要经过试验，看我们是不是信这位活的神。
God does not guarantee that we're going to have a job.
神不能保证我们每个人都会有工作的。
Or will not be laid off.
或者我们不一定会不会被解雇。
But no matter what, if we have this living hope in us, then we should have joy in our heart.
不管怎么说，因为我们里边有个盼望，所以我们心里边就应该有喜乐。
This is a time for Christians to stand out among the crowd.
在这样的危机里边，我们应该从众人里边站出来，是不一样的。
To be the true testimony of the Lord.
为主做了真实的见证。
That our Lord is living and true.
我们的神是真实的，是永活的。
And the second command that He has for us is this in verse 15. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourself also in all your behavior.
那么第二点，彼得要求我们的就是你那招你们的是圣洁的，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
So second command.That Peter has for us, for those who have this living hope, is be holy.
那么第二点，彼得要求我们所做的就是我们必须要圣洁。
And he tells us the reason is because God who called us is holy. So you shall be holy, for I am holy.
他告诉我们是为什么？因为经上记得说，你们要圣洁，是因为神，我们所信的神是圣洁的。
Our God is holy God.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
And God asks us all His children to be holy.
所以神让他的所有的儿女们也必须要圣洁。
Everything we do, we don't cut corners.
我们所做的每一件事情，我们不是要想要去找捷径。
We don't accept bribes.
我们不会去行贿。
Many companies said in this difficult time that contractor companies or other companies they want to give you gift to, to try to.Find favor from you.
那些在这样的危机的里面，很多那种被雇佣的那些临时工们，他们都希望给你点小恩小惠，使你可以给他保持工作。
But God asks us to be holy.
但在这样的时代，我们神要让我们圣洁。
In everything we do, He said, in all your behavior, we need to keep holiness in our heart.
在这儿讲到说，你们要在一切所行的事情上都要圣洁。
He, the Book of Hebrews tells us, without holiness.No one can see God.
希伯来书告诉我们说，没有圣，如果不圣洁，没有人能够见到神。
So God wants us to have this holiness in us, in our life.
所以神让我们在我们的生命中都要圣洁。
So this is the second command.
这是第二个要求。
And third command is in verse 17.
那么第三个要求是在十七节。
He said, if you address as Father the one who impartially judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves in fear during the time of your stay on earth.
你们既称那不偏待人按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在十聚集的日子。
So the third command that Peter asks us to do,
那么第三点彼得要求我们所做的
is conduct ourselves in fear.
就是当存敬畏的心去行事。
Another word is fear the Lord.
就是要敬畏神。
And this is very important for us, for Christians, to live a life in the fear of the Lord.
我们基督徒，我们确实是非常重要的，我们要活着一个敬畏神的心。 来活。
Especially today, when we look for the jobs.
在这个时候，我们常常要寻找工作。
We need to have this fear of the Lord in our heart.
我们这个时候心里边要心存敬畏。
We don't want to lie to the interviewers.
我们在那个面试的时候，我们不能够撒谎。
And we want to be faithful to the Lord.
我们要相信我们的神是信实的。
And I remember that when I find the first job,
我还记得我在找第一个工作的时候
，I was greatly tempted.
我那个时候确实被试探的里面。
Because I see my friend, that's at the, during the recession.
因为那个时候是在大萧条的时候，我的朋友们。
So and everybody struggled to find a job.
我朋友们一直在好像在。要拼命想找到工作。
And then after a while, all my friends just start to change their resume.
在那个时候，很多朋友就开始在改他的那个个人简历。
And they are saying, oh, they have a couple years of experience in Taiwan.
他们会加了些东西在里边，说他们在台湾可能有各样的工作经验，几年的工作经验。
So who's going to check you know, company Taiwan? Nobody will bother checking that.
因为在美国，没有人会去跑到台湾去，证明你是有工作经验的。
So, people start to change their resume, say, you know, I have a year, 2 years of actual working experience. And then they start, you know, the funny thing is that they really have a, you know, employment now.
他们实在就假冒，在他们的简历中假冒说他们有各样的那过去的经验。
So they start get the jobs.
因着这个缘故，他们就得到了工作。
So I was greatly tempted.
那个时候我确实也被好像有点想要这么去做。
So every day, every morning, I have to cry to the Lord.
每天早晨，我向着主父求说
，Lord, one more day, I'll give you grace to keep me not lying.
我说主啊，我再给你一天的时间，你保守我不撒谎。
Because I don't know that tomorrow I'll be able to keep that promise that not lie in my resume.
因为我说我实在不知道，到了明天我还能不能在我的那个个人简历上加上一条撒个谎。
It's like a song that we sang when we were young Christian.
好像就像我当时。神，这做个年轻的基督徒在神的面前的一个 song, 一个歌。
Yeah, I'm not going to sing it, so don't worry. It's a day by day.
就是有一首歌在我的心中，就是每过一天
，keep us every day, day by day before the Lord.
求神保守我们每一天，一天一天的保守我们。
So I understand the temptation facing us today.
知道我们每个人今天所面临的试探
，But we need to have this fear of the Lord.
我们需要有个敬畏神的心
，Then we have a true experience with the Lord.
我们就能够真实的经历到神。
If we yield to the temptation,
如果我们在这样的试探里面
，You are not going to have the precious experience with the Lord, His promise, His faithfulness.
如果我们没有试探的话，我们就不可能经历到神的那个信实和亲近。
And so let's move on to today's topic, the living word of God.
那我们今天来看我们今天所要讲的信息就是神永活的道。
In the, it starts from chapter, verse 22.
是在第一章的第二十二节。
And it's 22 and 23 actually is one sentence in the original text.
在原文里面第二十二节到二十三节是一句话。
Since you have in obedience to the truth,Purify your souls for sincere love of the brethren. Fervently love one another from the heart.
你们既因顺从真理接近了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
For you have been born again, not of the seed, which is perishable, but imperishable, that is through the living and enduring word of God.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls off.
因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
But the word of the Lord endures forever.And this is the word which was preached to you.
唯有神的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
And Peter starts to telling us about the word of God.
彼得在这告诉我们神的道。
The effect of the word of God in our life.
神的道在我们的生命中是怎么样的一个功用功效。
And he first tells us that we have purified our hearts, our souls with the word of God.
首先他告诉我们说是因为我们顺从了真理所以接近了我们的心。
Our souls are purified because we obey the word of God.
乃是讲到说我们因为顺从真理所以我们的心也就是我们的魂就被接近了。
So he says here we have, you have in obedience to the truth,purified your souls. The truth is the word of God.
这讲到说顺从真理，真理就是神的道，神的话。
So the first effect is our souls are purified.
因着顺从神的道的缘，神的话的缘故，我们的灵魂，我们的魂就被洁净了。
And then he says, to a sincere love of brethren.
以至于爱弟兄没有虚假。
So, when we are born again,
当我们重生以后
the first thing we notice that we have this sincere love of brethren, brotherly love.
我们首先我们所意识到的就是我们跟弟兄姊妹的那个爱是没有虚假的。
Is that true to your life?
这对我们是真实的吗？
When you first believe in the Lord, you have this sincere love for the brothers.
当我们刚刚信主的时候，我们对弟兄姊妹的一个爱确实是没有虚假的。
This is a sign that you are true born again or not.
这乃是显示说我们是不是一个真正蒙重生的人。
When you believe in the Lord, you should have this sincere love for brothers.
当我们相信神以后，我们里边就会出来一个像着神儿，像着弟兄姊妹那个爱。
When we first believe in the Lord,We love to be with the brothers and sisters.
当我们刚刚信主的时候，我们确实希望和弟兄姊妹在一起相爱。
And every Friday evening, the Bible study, we just love to be there.
当每个星期五的查经的时候，我们都巴不得盼望来在一起。
Because we love to be with the brothers and sisters.
我们实在是非常愿意和弟兄姊妹在一起相爱。
They don't look lovely.
尽管他们可能看起来不一定可爱。
But they are our brothers and sisters.
但他成了我们的，他们是我们的弟兄姊妹。
And every Friday's Bible study, we don't know even the Bible yet.
那个时候我们连圣经都还不明白，每个星期五来查经。
We gain very little from the knowledge of the Bible.
我们在圣经里边，我们读不出多少东西来。
Everybody debating, and we are like we just don't know, cannot get what Bible says.
每个弟兄姊妹都在把自己不同的意见讲出来，我们实在不明白究竟圣经告诉什么。
But this love, the sincere brotherly love, is in our heart.
但是里边心灵的里面那个真实无虚伪的爱，确实在我们的心里。
And one brother told me that every week, every day, he lived for Friday night.
有个弟兄告诉我说，他每一天都活着是为了星期五有聚集。
Monday, he expects, oh, hope that this today is Friday night.
他在到星期一的时候，他就盼望着，巴不得今天晚上是星期五的晚上。
And Tuesday, when he thought of a Friday night Bible study, he was very happy.
星期二他想到说又要有的查经的时候，他心里就很高兴。
Every week of day, he lived toward this Friday night Bible study.
每一天他都活着，都盼望着星期五能够在一起查经。
Is this true in your life?
在你的生命里面有这样真实的经历吗？
And another brother who had some problem said, we just, you know, be there and just help them out.
有的弟兄或者有什么难处的时候，我们总是盼望着能够在一起来互相帮助他。
Even we don't have a lot of money, but financially, we also help them out.
在有困难的弟兄的那儿，我们巴不得能够一起哪怕虽然我们的钱不多，也可以做一点帮助。
And that's the thing that I found out that my life has changed.
在那样的那个感觉的里面，我知道我的生命改变了。
Before I believe in the Lord, you know, I look at the money very seriously.
在我没信主之前，我把钱抓得很紧的。
Because that's something that I don't have much.
因为我实在没有多少钱。
But after few months, after I become a Christian, I noticed that I love to give.
当我信主以后啊，几个月后我信主，我发觉到我非常愿意把钱给出去。
This is a proof that I have eternal life.
这实在是证明说我有了永生在我的里面。
So this brotherly love is the first sign of purified souls.
这样的弟兄姊妹的相爱，确实是我们证明我们有永生的一个证据。
We know at the time that during the recession, a few brothers, we are all in the same field, mechanical engineering.
在那个时候啊，在那个大八十年代大萧条的时候，我们很多弟兄姊妹、弟兄们都是在这个学这个机械工程。
Actually, we look for a job and we are competitors basically because there's one company has one opening and three of us have to apply for the same job.
我们三个弟兄啊，我们都是同一个专业的，那个职位很少。当有一个位置出来的时候，要知道我们三个人是互相竞争的。
But at the time, because this brotherly love in us is so true that we ask each other, say, hey, here is an opening there. Let's all apply to the opening, see whom God will give this job to.
那个时候，当我们发现这样的职位的时候，我们三个人在一起祷告说，我们一起都来申请这个位置，这一个位置，看看谁神把这个位置给我们谁。
And I was always very slow in doing all this stuff. So most of the time, I was the beneficiary of this such body love.
我这个人做这种事情是比较慢的，但是发现在这件事情上，我成为一个受恩者。
So they find out this opening, they send their resume, and they'll tell me, hey brother Hunt, here you go. This we just send the resume. Why don't you send the same place? So we send my resume to there as well.
因为前两个弟兄他们总是先发现有这样一个空缺，所以他们申请，然后就同时也告诉我说，这有个空缺，你也去申请吧。
So this is a brother love is so real in our life.
这样的弟兄相爱是何等的真实。
And here, and he also taught us in the 23, verse 23.
第二十三节这样说
For you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is through the living and enduring word of God.
你们蒙了重生不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，就是借着神活泼长存的道。
So the word of God give us birth.
所以就借着神的话使我们可以重生。
So we are born again with a new life and this one command in the 22 and 23.
那么我们都知道是借着神的话我们得到了个新的生命。那么二十二、二十三节是讲到一件事情。
There's one command in these two verses.
在这两句经文里面，这是一个要求。
That command is in the second half of 22.
那么这一个要求我们所做的就是在第二十二节的后半部分。
Fervently love one another.From the heart.
就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
So 22, first half and 23 are the two reasons why we have to love one another fervently from the heart.
第二十二节前半部分呢是给我们原因，为什么我们要彼此切实的相爱。
So the living word of God, that through living word of God, is one of the reasons why we should love one another.
还有一个原因就是第二十三节，因为我们乃是借着神活泼长存的道，使我们可以相爱。
So if we have a living and enduring word of God, then we should be able to love one another from the heart fervently.
如果我们确实是借着神活泼的道重生的话，我们真的应该可以彼此切实相爱。
You know, sometimes we think that Peter, that's my own view. When I was young, look at Peter. Peter was very macho kind of guy. You know what I mean?
我在我自己的观念里面，彼得好像是一个非常冲动、好动的人。
So he's a muscle. He's a fisherman. He must have a lot of muscle in his body.
是个粗壮的人。你看他是个渔夫，所以他肯定有很多那个肌肉。肌肉男。
And had a six pack on the belly, you know.
他可以，就是他可以
肌肉，六块肌肉在，
有六块肌肉，对，在肚子上的。
My daughter asked me to, Daddy, do you have six pack? I said, I have one pack that rules all.
我的女儿问我，你有六块腹肌在这个地方吗？说没有，我只有一块，是完全松松的。
So Peter seems to me he's a very masculine, but nothing much between his ears.
但是彼得哈，他确确实实是一个健壮的人，粗犷的人。
And so, but when we read his letters or his preaching, recorded in the Acts, we thought this man changed.
当我们在使徒行传里面再来读这个彼得这个人的时候，你会发现到这个人已经改变了。
In the first sermon that he preached, he quoted the Bible again and again.
当他在第一次站起来讲道的时候，他是一而再、再而三的引用旧约圣经。
And he has such insight in the prophecy in the Old Testament.
他对圣经是这么深的理解。
He can pinpoint that where the prophecy comes from. It's a jewel.
他能够很清楚的知道他引用的诗经。圣经是从哪一个先知？从约珥这个先知来的。
I challenge you that where the book of Joel is in your Bible.
我甚至可以挑战你们，你们知不知道约珥这本书在圣经的什么地方
？You know, in the past, it's not like easy like a page, right? It's like book like this. There's a scroll in a big scroll. From big scroll to identify pinpoint where the passage is very difficult.
因为在那个时代，在彼得的时代，你要真的是找出约珥书在哪个地方是不容易的。它是整是一个书卷，全卷在一起的，不像现在还有一页。
But Peter knows exactly where the prophecy come from, and he exactly knows that's the book of Joel.
他很清楚的知道他所引用的圣经来自于约珥书在什么地方。
And if we study First Peter, Second Peter, we see that he's under the anointing of God, and he become the man of the word.
我们都知道彼得前后书是我们实在是看到这位彼得他对神的话是这样的了解。
And I think that after he was born again, that he longed for God's word.
因为实在说来他重生以后他是这样的盼望能够明白神的话。
I think he studied hours in the scripture.
也许他花了很一个长时间的在神的话语里面。
Another thing I find out that I was wrong about Peter was this.
我还有一件事情，我在我的观念里边，我觉得是对彼得是错误的。
Actually, Peter, I never thought he was a person who is capable to love.
我一直怀疑说彼得是一个可以爱别人的人。
But we see that in Peter here, he elevated the love. He mentioned love again and again.
他在他的书信里边一而再再而三的讲到这个爱。
I think that the incident in John changed his life.
我相信借着约翰福音里边所发生的事，使他的生命被改变。
In John 21,
在约翰福音第21章
，After Jesus was resurrected,
当主耶稣复活以后
，and Jesus, at the last chapter of John, he recorded the instance between Lord Jesus and Peter.
那么在约翰福音最后一章21章记载了一个关于主耶稣和彼得的一个对话。
Peter told the other disciples, I'm going to fish it.
彼得告诉其他的门徒说我要去打鱼去了。
And all other disciples said, yeah, let's go fish.
那其他的门徒都说好吧我们一起去。
Then Lord Jesus appeared to them when they are in the sea. Jesus stood at the shore and called them out.
当他们在海中打鱼的时候，耶稣站在岸上呼召他们。
And when they came to the shore to meet Jesus, Jesus already prepared the meal for them. The fish.
当他们把船停到岸边要上岸的时候，那个时候发现主耶稣都已经为他们预备了早餐。
After meal, that Jesus asked Peter.
那饭后。耶稣问彼得
Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me more than this?
他说西门巴约拿你爱这些胜过爱我吗
And Peter answers, says, Lord, you know everything. Of course, I love you.
彼得回答说主啊你是知道一切的我爱你
And Jesus asked him three times, Peter, do you love me?
耶稣三次这样问他，彼得你爱我吗？
And Peter, at the third time, he was very confused. And he said, Lord, you know me.
到第三次的时候，彼得确实就忧愁起来，他问主说，主啊，你知道我的。
And Lord Jesus said, feed my sheep.
主回答说，你要喂养我的羊。
And I think this instant dramatically changed Peter.
我相信这件事情完全彻底的改变了彼得。
So Peter asked all of us.
所以彼得要求我们每一个人。
As a command.
作为一个命令似的来要求我们。
Love one another from the heart fervently.
要我们从心里面彼此切实相爱。
You know, this love and the first part of love are different words.
知不知道前面讲到说以至于爱弟兄的爱和现在讲的切实相爱的爱是两个字。
In Peter's mind, these two words are significant.
因为这两个字在彼得的脑子里面是完全很大的意义的。
He said, first part,Said, for sincere love of brethren, the word is filial.
那么第一个相爱以至于爱弟兄那个爱是 filial, 是希腊文的一个字。
In the second Peter, it is translated brotherly kindness.
那么这个爱的翻译，这个字的翻译呢，是讲到弟兄姊妹之间的相亲。
And the second word, the love one another, that love is agape.
那么第二个字切实相爱这个字乃是 agape
It's God's love
乃是讲到神的爱
The divine love
那个圣洁的爱
And how can we love each other is that we have to first be touched by God's love
我们要能够这样爱必须要被神的爱先被感神的爱所感动
God loves us to the point that he's willing to sacrifice his only begotten son for us.
神爱我们到一个地步以至于他愿意把他的独生爱子为我们舍了。
We don't deserve his love.
我们实在不值得他爱。
We often talk about who deserve or who deserve not.
我们常常喜欢说谁是该得的谁不是该得的。
Who deserves spiritual light?Or who does not deserve the light from the Bible?
谁应该有神属灵的亮光？谁不应该有属灵的亮光
？Who deserves this? Who deserves that?
谁值得神这样？谁不值得那样
？Let's remember this. We all don't deserve God's love.
巴不得我们都能够记住一点：我们没有一个人配得神的爱。
We don't deserve anything from the Lord.
我们真是不配从神那得到任何东西。
Our portion.Should be the lake of fire.
我们所配得的就是地狱的火。
We are the sons of wrath.
我们是那个被毁之子。
And but God's love showed on us that today we can be called His children.
但是神的爱使我们今天可以被称为神的儿女。
So here, Peter knew about this from his own experience.
彼得乃是从他个人的经历里面知道认识到这一点。
He denied the Lord three times.
他三次否认主。
And God, after resurrection, God asked him three times if you love me.
当主复活以后，又三次的问他：“你爱我吗？”
And Peter knows.
彼得知道。
That Jesus loved him.
耶稣爱他。
So we see that in Peter's life, the love is very real.
我们从彼得的经历里面、生命里面看到爱是何等的真实。
And here he used a command. It's like John. John said, "There's only one command from the Lord. That is, love one another."
就像使徒约翰一样，在使徒约翰的命令里面就一条。同样，彼得这儿也是。要彼此切实相爱。
John says there's only one command that is new.
约翰说只有一个新的命令。
That's love one another.
就是要彼此相爱。
And he also said this actually is old command.
彼得又约翰又说这其实是个旧的命令。
And here we see that in Peter he said the same thing.
我们在彼得这个地方也看到彼得说同样的事情。
The living word of God, the enduring word of God, if we receive that, then we have this as a command to love one another fervently from the heart.
如果我们实在是借着神所的那个永活的道而重生的，那么我们就应该能够彼此切实的相爱。
The word fervently actually means stretching.
那个切实这个词原来的意思就是要我们要好像要被拉撑，要被使劲拉开拉。
It also means that enduring, the constancy.
或者说另外一种意思就是说我们要一直忍耐的，要一直维持的，一直维持忍耐。
So fervently means we need to reach out to brothers and sisters to love them.
切实的意思就是我们要伸缩我们的手源于 来跟我们的弟兄姊妹。
With that, the verb form means stretch.
所以切实的意思就是我们要把我们的手伸出去，远远的伸出去。
And it also means that the discipline, there should be constancy, that the love should not change.
而这个伸出去的意思不是说要好像要缩回来，要一直伸出去，好像是要维持那样的状态。
It's not that today I love you because we get along. Tomorrow I cannot love you because we can't get along.
换句话说，就是不是今天我们可以啊在一起相处相爱，明天我们就彼此相隔了。
So Bible tells fervently means that no matter what happens between us, we should love each other.
圣经也就这样告诉我们说，不管我们中间有什么事情，我们都应该彼此切实相爱。
Most of the time that We cannot love. We stop loving each other because we start to serve together to the Lord.
我们常常不能彼此相爱，是因为我们有时候我们常常可能不能在一同工来服侍神。
Because service sometimes bring the different views on how to serve.
因为我们在服侍神的时候，我们常常有不同的观点，把这个不同的观点因着这样的服侍显出来了。
So, but Peter says, fervently love one another from the heart.
彼得在这讲到说要从心里面彼此切实相爱。
Not only today, tomorrow, either we can get along, if we cannot get along, we should love each other.
不管是今天明天，不管我们是能够相处融洽还是不能够融洽，我们都要彼此切实相爱。
And this verse has very personal touch in my life.
这个词在我个人的经历里面确实是一个很真实的。
When I was a young Christian, I started to have a problem with a brother.
我还是个年轻的基督徒的时候，我跟一个弟兄非常难相处。
It was very difficult whenever we both there in a place that the atmosphere become very awkward.
我们常常在一起，一旦好像面对面的在一起的时候，我们之间那种尴尬非常在一起那种尴尬。
And I think that we all knew that we should love each other.
尽管我们都知道我们应该彼此相爱。
But that's as a human being, that's just a tremendous hurdle we cannot overcome.
但是作为一个活生生的人，我们里边的心理之间彼此的那个障碍，使我们之间难以好像相处。
But I remember that every time when I pray, every time I open the Bible to read, this is a verse that comes to my mind first.
每一次当我打开圣经要读经的时候，总是这个词啊，在我的眼里跳到我的眼里来。
Fervently love one another from the heart.
要心里彼此切实的相爱。
So I knew that what God wanted me to do. So I pray every day that God will give me love to able to love this brother.
我实在是知道神每天都要告诉我要爱这位弟兄。
So I pray for a year.
我为此祷告了一年的时间。
And God turned these things around somehow miraculously that we start to love each other and more than we loved before.
神后来终于啊跟我们显出了神迹，让我们两个人真是能够从心里彼此相爱了。
So this verse has a very special meaning to me.
所以说这个词对我来说确实有很特别特殊的经历。
I was always reminded to fervently love one another.From the heart,
我确实被来提醒我要从心里面来彼此切实相爱。
This is what the living and enduring word of God means.
这就是神那个长存活泼的道所带给我们的意义。
The living word In Hebrew 4:12 tells us this.
那么在希伯来书第四章十二节这样提到神那个活泼的道。
The living, it says God's word is living and active, and sharper than all, sharper than all two-edged swords.
在那里这样讲到，神的道是活泼的，有功效的，比一切两刃的剑还要快。
And piercing as far as division of soul and spirit, and both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入破开，连心中的意念和主意都能够辨明。
So God's word living is because it can reveal what is in our hearts.
因为神的话是活的，他可以把我们心中各样的意念都被显明给我们自己。
Whenever we come to the Lord, really study, read His word, the first thing that it should happen to us is that it reveals our hearts, what is in our heart, the hidden thoughts, the hidden motive that is in our heart. It will be revealed before the Lord. It will be brought to the light.
当我们来到神话语的面前的时候，神的话可以把我们心中各样的隐藏的意念把它显在光下，显在我们的面前。
And the one thing, if we don't love our brothers and sisters,
如果我们不能爱我们的弟兄姊妹，
then this God's word will reveal that to us first.
神的话就要把那些隐藏在我们的里面的东西给我们显出来。
I also remember that one morning that I got up very early.
有一天早晨我很早的起了床。
And I start to pray.
我开始祷告。
And this out of sudden, God revealed in my heart that I really don't have this love for a brother.
神的话突然在我中间心中显明出来，让我实在是看到我自己根本没有爱这个弟兄这个心。
So I believe that God will work the same thing in our heart.
我相信神可以同样在我们的心中做同样的工作。
If we have the true living word, enduring word of God in our heart,Then first thing God wants to reveal to us is if we love one another.
我相信如果我们里面有神那个长存活不的道在我们的里面，那么他就能够跟我们显明我们真的是否在爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
And this is very important. That's why the love, the God's love, it endures. It never fails. That's why Peter here used the living and enduring word of God.
所以彼得在这儿特别用了两个词，是神长活泼长存两个词的道的话。
And he taught us about not only that but also the value, the worth of God's word.
他还告诉我们神的话的那个价值在哪里。
And he 24 he says all flesh is like grass and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls off.
他讲到说凡有血气的人都是像草一样，他的美容他的荣耀都像草上的花。
But the word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word that was preached to you.
那么草都要枯干，花都要凋零，唯有主的道是永存的，那传给你们的福音就是这道。
The recently, if you look at the news,
我们如果知道近期的那个新闻啊，看近期的新闻。
Here Peter compared the imperishable to the silver and gold, to the wealth of people.
那么彼得在这儿实在把那个神的道和那些金银来比较。
The grace and glory of a person actually is tied to their wealth.
那么人就像草一样的啊，我们的个人的荣耀，人的荣耀都是和他们的财富相连的。
But if you look at, pay attention to what happened past week.
在上个星期，我不知道大家注意到没有。
There's two billionaires committed suicide.
有两个亿万的富翁啊自杀了。
And I look at this news, and one of them was ranked the ninth most rich people in the world.
那么其中一个人，他是在世界那个首富的排名中是第九位。
And He had this $9 billion.
他有九十亿美元的那个财富。
And that what happened is that Because the investment he made last year.
No, 发生了什么事呢？因为在去年他所有的投资，他投资的计划。
And he lost hundreds of million dollars.
他损失了上亿美元，几亿美元的损失。
And what happened was that he was so depressed, and he just committed suicide.
他实在是陷入了很深的忧虑的里面，最后他就自杀了。
And when I heard that news, that this word is a come to my mind, this Bible verse.
当我听看到这个消息，这个新闻的时候，那这句话就出现在我的脑子里面。
All the flesh is like grass, and all its glory is like a flower of grass. Grass withers, and flower falls off.
所有的有血气的都像草一样的，他们的荣耀就像草上的花，都会枯干，都会凋谢。
Before you have a million dollars, now it become very little.
也许你曾经有几千万美元的存款，现在变得一无所有。
The more money you have today, the more worry you're going to have.
如果你今天是有曾经有很多的财富的话，那你的心就会更越着急，越多的钱越使你心里着急。
Before this happened, this financial tsunami happened, a meltdown happened.You can challenge this word.
也许在这个金融危机之前，你还可以挑战奥斯这个事件。
You can say, "Well, I still love money. That the love money can still do many good things." You can challenge that concept. But today, the more money you have, actually you have the more worry you're going to suffer.
也许在之前你还觉得说钱可以是万能的可以做一切的事情，可是今天回过头再一看，你发觉到好像你钱越多你的心就越着急。
People tell us that for 20 years all the profit that you have in 20 years goes down to drain.
有人说你二十年来所积攒的那些财富啊，所累积的那些投资到今天全部都没了。
AndThere's a very wealthy author, and she just lost all to this Ponzi scheme this recently.
那么有一个人，他是一个作者啊，他是非常富有的。那么在这个金融危机里边，他失去了一切。
She used to have lunch at the exclusive Four Seasons.
他常常给那个一个建筑公司在一起吃那个中午餐。和他们一同进午餐。
Now she can only afford lunch at the Taco Bell.
这个是这现在呢，她只能去 Taco Bell 去吃一点点简单的午餐。
In 30 years, she had to take the subway train. It's the first time she had to take a subway.
最开始的最在三十年来，她第一次她必须要在纽约吃那种。那些夹心那个
subway train, take a subway
in 30 years,
yeah,
now
first time. Yeah.
那么三十年来，他第一次他必须要去坐地铁了，只能坐地铁。
She has all these beach houses here and there, all different locations that she has to sell them off.
他有拥有的那些什么各种海滩里边的那种度假村、度假的那个房子，他现在都必须要把它卖掉。
And this is what happened around us.
这些事情在我们的周围天天都在发生。
And we also see that only the word of the Lord endures forever.
到这个时候我们才知道神的话语是永存的。
My wife and I often talk about the brown sisters, what happened to them, to see the testimony of the Lord.
我和我的姊妹常常在一起分享弟兄姊妹他们的见证。
Those who really love the Lord, faithfully serve Him,God actually have that His blessing with them.
那些忠心的啊，愿意忠心服侍神的人，神怎么样是祝福他们的
？And God wants us to see, especially this time, to really turn our focus on the Lord Himself.
在这样的危机的里面，神巴不得真是希望我们能够把心能够转向他。
Why God allows such?Financial problem to all of the world.
为什么神让金融危机能够影响到全，能够散布到全世界？
It's not just America. It's England. It's all of places. In Taiwan, in China.
不光是美国、英国、中国和台湾都是如此。
And why God allowed that to happen?
为什么神让这些事情发生呢？
I think there's one answer.
只有一个答案。
Let's turn to the Deuteronomy verse 7.
那我们在 Deuteronomy 7.
Chapter 8. I'm sorry.
让我们来翻开生命记第八章。
Verse 3.
第三节
says, He humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you understand.
他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拉赐给你们吃，使你们知道人活着不是单靠食物。
That man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切的话。
So the reason why God allowed this happen,
神让这些事情发生，
especially for God's children,
是为着神的儿女们，
that we should turn our heart to God's word.
我们要把我们的心转向神的话。
We should turn our heart to the Lord Himself.
我们要把我们的心转向神自己。
And the only comfort that you're going to have in this world will be through God's word.
唯一能够安慰我们的在这个世界上就是借着神的话。
And Paul tells us in Ephesians 5.
保罗在以弗所书第五章告诉我们。
He tells us to redeem our times.
要我们爱惜光阴。
Redeem our time because days are evil.
因为现今的世代是邪恶的。
Do we know that the days are evil today?
我们知道今天的时代是邪恶的吗？
May the Lord open our eyes.
求主开启我们的眼睛。
So we know how to spend our time wisely.
使我们知道怎么样聪明的来度今天的日子。
And Paul says immediately says, we should seek what the will of God is for our life.
那么保罗在那儿说我们应该明白不要做糊涂人要明白神的旨意如何
And there's a tribe God says this tribe has very special characteristic
在以色列有个支派有个很特别的特点
This tribe is the tribe of Issachar
就是以撒迦支派
And in the first Chronicles chapter 12:32 it says this about Issachar
在历代至上有一节经文这样讲到这个
Chapter 12 verse 32
在12章的第32节这样说
Of the sons of Issachar men who understood the times with the knowledge of what Israel should do
以撒迦支派有200族长都通达食物知道以色列人所当行的他们族的弟兄都听从他们的命令。
So men who understood the times with the knowledge of what Israel should do.
那有二百族长，他们都通达食物，就都明白这个世代，知道以色列人当怎么样行。
So God wants us to really know the time we live in.
神实在需要我们，希望我们能够知道今天我们所活的世代。
Some people say the worst hasn't come yet.
有的人说那个更糟糕的情形还没有到了。
God wants us, His children to be prepared.
神让他的儿女们要预备好心。
To shine in this darkness.
在这个黑暗的时代能够如同明光照耀。
Right before Jesus comes back.
当主耶稣再次来临之前。
Many people believe there will be a revival.
很多人相信会有一个大复兴。
There will be a recovery.
会有一个大恢复。
And I think maybe this is a time like that.
也许现在就是这个时候。
That we should show them through the living word of God, this living hope that we have, that how trustworthy is our Lord.
我们要借着神活泼长存的道，借着我们那个活泼的盼望，向世人证明出来我们的信心是活的。
Only hope and comfort.
只有盼望和安慰。
From the Lord Jesus is our strength.
从神来的盼望和安慰是我们的力量。
So may the Lord bless His word. Let's have a word of prayer.
求神祝福他的话语，让我们再有点祷告。
Father God, thank you for your blessing, such blessing that you've given us.
父啊，我们实在是谢谢你啊，给我们这样大的祝福。你的祝福实在是奇妙的。
This Lord's Day, you gather us together and to hear your word, to fellowship on your word.
在这主日的今的时候，你让我们一同来分享你的话语。
And Father, we just pray that your word, like the seed that's not perishable, imperishable, in our heart, so that we can truly have this hope, living hope, in us.
巴不得你的话语如同那个活泼的种子啊，长存那个不能朽坏的种子，使我们有一个活泼的盼望。
So that when others ask us the reason for our hope, we may be ready to give them the reason.
当有人问我们为什么这样有这样的盼望的缘由的时候，巴不得我们能够有温柔的心告诉他们。
May the Holy Spirit help us remember your words.
求圣灵啊，让我们记住你的话。
In all circumstances we're in, may the Holy Spirit bring these words to our mind.
在各样的环境里边，圣灵把这些话启示给我们。
To guide us, to encourage us.
引导我们，鼓励我们。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for sharing His message.
我们感谢主把这样的话语赐给我们。
Let us now.